Welcome to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm your host, Brett Cranson.
And I'm your co-host, Omari White. And we're excited to bring you insights from the decades of experience that we've both garnered in the financial services industry.
And whether you're just starting out on your financial journey or looking to optimize your existing strategies, our goal is to clarify the world of finance and provide you with practical, actionable advice.
And together, we'll explore a wide range of topics that will help you to navigate to your bright financial future.
So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let's jump into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm Brett Cranston, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Omari White.
And today, we'll be diving into the crucial issue of financial planning. So, sounds fancy, eh?
Oh, it does, Omari. But it's not as intimidating as it sounds. As I promised, by the end of this chat, it'll be much simpler to understand.
Well, we've got your back, listeners. So, buckle up for some serious financial talk made easy.
All right, Omari, let's get down to business. So, what is financial planning, you ask?
Yeah, right. Give us the lowdown, you know, like it's handling your money better. Most people want to handle it as well as you can. How does that look? What is that?
Right. So let's start with the basics. Imagine you're planning a road trip. You need a map, right? That's what financial planning is. It's your roadmap to reach your financial goals, like buying the dream car or saving for retirement.
So, okay. In essence, it's making money decisions with a purpose and a direction. And I like that, right? But what if people have different goals, like starting a business or retiring a student loan? Is that plan good for that?
That's a great question. The beauty of a financial plan is that it's entirely customizable to your financial goals. So whether it's starting a business, paying off debts, or saving for a vacation, a financial plan can be tailored to meet those objectives.
That's good to know. So personal objectives, corporate objectives, individual, family objectives, long-term objectives, and short-term objectives, it sounds like.
Absolutely. The whole point is to map out your financial life in a way that aligns with your financial values and aspirations.
All right. Well, that's a lot to take in, but I think I'm getting there. I think you can handle the financial planning concepts.
That's the spirit. Just remember, a financial plan is all about creating a roadmap to your financial goals, tailored to your specific needs and aspirations.
Got it, Brett. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
Right, Omari. So here's the interesting fact. Despite its importance, many people don't have a financial plan.
That is surprising. Why do you think that's the case, Brett?
There are several reasons. Many people think it's too complicated or they don't have enough money to plan. Others may be too busy or they might think they're too young to need a plan. Remember our friend, Laura?
Laura lost her job and Laura really had a hard time bouncing back from that.
Yeah, that's her. Laura had a good income, but without a financial plan, she found herself in a tight spot when she lost her job. She hadn't prioritized building an emergency fund, which would have been a good part for a financial plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a tough break. You lose your job, you don't have any plans made or any plans documented. So really, how do you fall back? Like, what do you do next? And I remember that being a fairly tough road for Laura to hoe in the end.
Yeah, it would have given her the financial resilience to weather the storm.
Yeah, so a financial plan is really preparing for the expected and the unexpected.
Exactly. It's about being prepared for life's ups and downs.
That makes sense, Brett. You know, it's always better to be safe than to be sorry. It's always better to be prepared than to be planned. And certainly when it comes to money, planning has massive benefits for the results that you create.
Right. And now that we understand the importance of having a financial plan, let's talk about what goes into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think that the cake is better enjoyed if you know the ingredients. So what would you say are the key elements of a good plan, Brett?
Well, Omari, a solid financial plan usually includes several things. It starts with your income and expenses, then goes into savings, investments, insurance, and retirement planning. It's like your personal financial toolbox.
It seems like a lot of things to keep a track of and to be on top of, Brett.
Yeah, it might seem that way at first, but once you break it down, it's not so overwhelming. Remember, each part of the plan plays a crucial role in your financial well-being.
I see. So all the elements sort of work together for good, almost in a 1 + 1 = 3 kind of way.
Exactly. It's all about balance and foresight. For example, insurance protects your financial loss, while investments help grow your wealth. And don't forget retirement. the earlier you start planning, the better off you'll be in the long run.
You know, that's a good point. And that's a point you're going to hear on this Smart Wealth podcast over and over, that the function and the importance of time, that to start early and to do it often guarantees that you're going to have your desired financial results.
Absolutely. Remember our retired client, John?
Oh, yeah. That guy started saving and investing for his retirement from his early 20s, if memory serves. And like I like to tell my kids and anybody else who will listen, it's hard work. You know, it's just a body of hard work. So whether you do it early or you do it late, you get the results after you do it. So John did it early, and John had his results early. So he was retired in his early 50s, literally having financial freedom. I think he was 53, if memory serves.
Yeah, that's him. John is living proof that a robust financial plan can set you up for a comfortable future.
So, Brett, how can our listeners create their own financial plan?
Good question. It all starts with setting SMART goals. That's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Yeah, just the key, that acronym, it's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. A great structure to actually be able to set a goal. But then after the goal setting has been completed, what next?
Yeah, next you need to track your income and expenses. Understand where your money is going. Figure out where to cut back and save. This will give you a clear idea of your financial health.
And we've seen this in our practices over the years and over the people that we've served, where the opportunities, their budgets, their monthly cash flow budgets present all types of opportunities for their saving and investing and their planning benefits. So it is that work with your budget and with a microscope, really determining if those expenses need to be there. And then using, redirecting, making better use of your cash flow. But tell me, Brett, what if someone's circumstances is just more complicated? They just have more complexity. What happens then?
Well, in that case, they may want to consider working with a financial advisor. An expert provides guidance and helps create a plan tailored to your unique situation.
And I mean, we've said that it's all about making good financial decisions. And good financial decisions come from having good information to decide from. So really, it sounds like that advisor or that professional provides the kind of information that will allow you to make good financial decisions so that you are, in the end, leveling up your smart wealth.
Yeah, you got it, Omari. A good financial plan can help you stay focused, make informed decisions, and ultimately reach your financial goals.
Yeah, some solid advice, Brett. It really is. All right, let's move on. So we've talked about the do-it-yourself financial planning model, Brett. But what about working with a financial advisor, a financial planner? How does that look?
A financial advisor can be a game changer. They can guide you, help you avoid common mistakes, and keep you on track to achieve your goals.
That sounds like an ally. It sounds like somebody who is there in the moment where the decision needs to be made and presents the information to help with the decision making so that the decisions are well-made decisions. A real ally on your journey to financial wellness is what I hear.
Definitely. Remember Rachel, our yoga instructor client? She struggled with managing her finances until she started working with a financial advisor.
Yes, I do remember Rachel, right? And she was having a tough time with balancing her love for yoga and her need for her business to generate financial results to meet her financial obligations.
Exactly. But with the help of a financial advisor, she was able to find that balance. Now she's doing what she loves and she's financially secure. It's all about finding that balance, just like in yoga.
Well said. Just like in yoga, every aspect of balance and achieving balance is a great pursuit. And when you are working with a financial professional in complex matters that allow you to have information that you otherwise wouldn't have, then yes, your decision making increases, your successful decision making increases, and it can go a very long way.
Absolutely. A financial advisor can make the difference between a haphazard approach to money and a solid financial plan.
Yeah, and I think a solid financial plan is easy to determine if it is, because if you have peace of mind and if you can stay the course of a plan that is well thought out and has a strong framework, then this is the attribute of a solid financial plan. And it's also the attribute of a solid investor who has the behaviors to stick with the plan so that the plan comes to fruition.
Exactly. It's all about financial peace of mind.
Yeah, and seeking peace of mind, Brett, is really what every investor hopes for. Do you remember that case study that we discussed last week? Well, the one with the couple, you remember them? And they started planning from super early for their retirement.
Yeah, I certainly do, Omari. That's another great example of how a financial plan can change lives. They started planning in their 20s and are now comfortable retirement in their 50s.
Yeah, I mean, you know, really not dissimilar to John and to this very timeless mantra about planning and investing that early and often will absolutely ensure that you secure and achieve your financial goals.
Yeah, and they're a testament to the power of financial plan.
And they're an inspiring story, right? And I think our listeners will agree.
It sure is. It's a perfect example of how a bit of planning today can lead to a more secure tomorrow.
So, folks, there you have it. Financial planning isn't as intimidating as it seems, right, Brett?
Right, Omari. And remember, it's your money, your plan, your future. Make it count.
Yeah, well said. You know, thanks for tuning in, folks. If you found this to be helpful, please do share it with your friends.
Yes, and don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us bring more useful topics to the table.
And we catch up with you next episode, folks. Until then, happy planning.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. We hope you found our discussion enlightening and feel more equipped to take charge of your financial journey.
Indeed, Brett. And remember, every step forward counts, no matter how small. So if you found this episode to be of value, subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, share it with your friends, and leave us a review.
We're also eager to hear your thoughts, questions, and what financial topics you're interested in for future episodes. Reach out to us on social media. You can find our links in the show notes.
Because we look forward to navigating your future financial waters, one episode at a time. So until next time, remember, knowledge is the greatest wealth. So keep investing in yourself. Until next time.